Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. current account deficit narrowed more than expected in the third quarter to $174.1 billion as exports of goods and services rose. The third quarter shortfall was down from a revised $180.9 billion in the second quarter. Economists surveyed expected the deficit would come in at $178.9 billion. The current account is the broadest measure of total U.S. trade with the rest of the world, covering goods, services, and income transfers. The deficit in the third quarter was 4.8% of gross domestic product, down from 5.1% in the second quarter. Conagra Foods today says its second quarter profits plunged 31% as commodity prices fell from record highs seen over the summer. The results are from the owner of brands like Healthy Choice, Chef Boyardee, and Peter Pan. The company says it earned $168.1 million, or 37 cents a share. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 88.65, is down 58 points. The NASDAQ, 15.78, is down 11.5 points. The S&P 500, at 906.6, is down 6.58.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
You're just a phone call away from AM 580, 80's market analysis. Our new market analysis portal keeps you informed with daily updates. You dial 217-333-3434 from any phone to get future quotes from the opening and closing bells and commodity analysis from our on-air brokers. We update the billboard twice a day for you at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Joining us now with a look at the day's agriculture weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, and we do have some wintry weather that's passed through the Midwest Corn Belt, and more wintry weather is on the way. So we're just in for lots of good fun here with a couple of systems here over the next week or so. And does look like some really cold air will be pushing in then to follow Sunday through Tuesday of next week. First off, the system that came through over the last 24 hours is pretty much over. Still some icy conditions on some rural roads and freezing rain and drizzle, especially to our north and east last evening, helped out with that. But today we get a break in the action. The next weather system is going to be dumping a variety of wintry precipitation across the Midwest, moving into western sections for tomorrow. Into Illinois and Indiana tomorrow afternoon and evening and eastward tomorrow evening and beyond. And it does look like there's going to be the possibility of a crippling ice storm over parts of the Midwest. Right now it appears the place that will get the most ice will be extreme north central and northeastern Missouri, south central into southeastern Iowa, and a good chunk of northern Illinois, basically north of Quincy to north of Watseka, and pretty much south of I-88. That's where the ice is probably going to be the heaviest, and that's at least the potential. Parts of northwest Indiana and southwest lower Michigan could share in that. Some ice accumulation will likely occur around that area, especially to the south of that area, as far south as south of Quincy and through Springfield, Decatur, Champaign, Urbana, Danville, Kokomo, Indiana, and on across northern Ohio. There will likely be freezing rain tomorrow afternoon into the evening. Eventually, warmer air will come in to areas, those areas that I just mentioned and areas to the south. But even south of there, from St. Louis to Indianapolis, there could be a little bit of ice at the onset of the precipitation tomorrow. Bottom line is, travel will become difficult, and this is the type of ice storm that could produce some power outages across parts of Missouri, Iowa, and northern Illinois. So stay tuned on that. North of the ice, there's going to be snow. So travel will be downright bad just north of that ice due to heavy snow, which will include much of central and north central Iowa into northeast Iowa, far, far northern Illinois near the Wisconsin border, southern Wisconsin, and on into much of lower Michigan. And some places could pick up a foot of snow. So that's the big system coming in there. Then we'll have the cold air dump in Sunday through Tuesday, overnight low temperatures in many areas going below zero. The winter kill threat, though, is not completely gone, but has been tapered back a little bit for the Central Plains hard red winter wheat belt. The brunt of the cold air may be going just north and east of the main wheat production areas. Meanwhile, a quick look at South America. Hot weather will continue in Argentina into the weekend, so they're going to continue to dry out, and there will be some problems there. Some thunderstorms may follow. Meanwhile, it's staying dry in southern Brazil, but as you go farther north in Brazil, it looks wet. So Mato Grosso, for example, and Goiás, they're looking prime right now. Great weather conditions for production there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 5.65¾, up 3/4. Last trade up 7¼. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.52¾, up 8¾. Last trade up 9. May, 5.61¾, up 4¾. Last trade up 10. July, 5.80, up 10½. Last trade up 10½. March corn opened at 3.97¾, up 3¾. Last trade up 5¼. May, 4.09, up 3¾. Last trade up 4½. July, 4.18¼, up 2. Last trade up 5¼. January beans opened at 8.68¼, up 9¾. Last trade up 13¾. March, 8.74, up 11. Last trade up 14½. July, 8.91, up 6. Last trade up 14¼. January soybean meal opened at 262, up a dollar. Last trade up 170. January soybean oil opened at 31.47, up 12. Last trade up 22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
It's all about the U.S. dollar, it seems like to me, in recent sessions. And, boy, the dollar continues to lose value. It's been as low as 79.45 today, which would compute under the head and shoulders top if you use that as a measuring stick. Where is the dollar going from here?
Well, you know, with the cut in interest rates and the printing of all the money, Dave, you got to think the continued pressure will come. Trying to pick a bottom in the dollar is like trying to pick a bottom in about anything else. It's pretty tough to do, but look for pressure to remain on the dollar. And like you said, it doesn't matter who you talk to or what you read. That's what's driving the grain market right now. The concern that everybody needs to have, though, is with the weak demand picture, how far can this rally go? I mean, that's really the big question that I assume your listeners are having this morning.
Yeah, and there's some congestion areas in both beans and corns on the technical charts, not too far above the market.
That's exactly right. They're talking, and some of it's a psychological rounding number, whether it's $4 March corn or $9 beans. I think there's a chance for March corn to run up into that 420 area and get a lot of the country bids close to $4 cash for January. And then I think most agree that that's where this thing would run out of steam. So, if your listeners have got DP or storage charges coming in January, obviously everybody has bills that come due the first part of the month. This isn't a bad spot to start getting some of those sales on the books.
We're looking at December 09 corn, 4.43 and a half. Would you look at some sales if we get close to $5?
Yeah, and I think that unfortunately we probably even need to start a little bit before that, Dave. You know, you've got, like you just said, 4.43 Dease corn. You've got 4.55 March corn. So, you know, guys that put things in the bin and look to deliver in January of 2010. You know, given a normal basis of 25 under, that's 430 cash corn out of the bin next January, you know, 13 months from now. And that's not a bad place to get some stuff done. Most of our guys are telling us that 425 to 450 area is what they need to break even, cover some costs, and make themselves feel good. And that's certainly, you know, this dollar recovery is fantastic considering the nervousness that our clients were having, that I'm sure your listeners have been having over the last several months about, are we ever going to get any life again? Mm-hmm. And I think they do need to reward this rally and get a little bit of that done.
Thank you, Ed.
Hey, you bet. Thanks, Dave.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at willag.org.